This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
I've got an update on the woman who went viral after she decided to spray Gorilla Glue in her hair and for a month could not move it.
Who could have, in her defense, who could have ever seen this coming?
No.
Like, who could have ever seen that you would put a super adhesive glue in your hair and anything could go wrong?
I know, right? Well, it turns out a plastic surgeon reached out to her. He saw her video claiming that by using a special chemical treatment, he could get the glue out and keep her from having to shave her head.
Okay, because they do have solvents. I use a thing called CA glue, and I've stuck my fingers together before making things, and I put this solvent on it, and it peels my fingers apart. So
maybe he used something like that, but it sounds like your way was very cheap. It did work and her hair is able to move free again, but get this, the procedure took 4 hours and cost a $12,500.
No.
Now, he offered to do it for free.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
I know, very nice. And while all of this is great news, the crazy part is she has caused a viral sensation.
No.
A guy in Louisiana didn't think that Gorilla Glue could be that strong. So to prove his point, he filmed himself gluing a solo cup to his lip.
Oh, come on.
And like we could all see coming, he ended up in the ER.
No.
Yes.
No, that literally cannot be true.
Oh, it is. Now his doctors are claiming that part of his lip might have to be surgically removed.
Come on.
If it doesn't heal properly.
And I blame Gorilla Glue. There aren't warnings. There needs to be a specific warning that says do not glue a solo cup to your lip. That's
so ridiculous.
People, I can't even imagine walking in there. Yes, sir. You're not going to believe this, but...
Exactly. And it was so funny because there is a picture of him. He's got his mask on his chin and there's a solo cup sticking out of it. But when he was asked what advice he would give to others not believing in the adhesive's strength, he said,
do not try this.
All right. Well, there you go. A lesson for everybody. If it's glue, leave it off your body. All right. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and no matter how famous you are, how much money you make, you're not immune to heartbreak, and Dr. Laura found that out. She's a nationally known relationship expert, been on Oprah, Dr. Oz, etc., but apparently her son died, her 16-year-old son died of an overdose, and he had gotten hooked up with, like, dealers on TikTok and just thought that, you know, his mom was kind of oblivious to it. She had no idea, so it caught her by surprise. She said, my heart is completely shattered, and I'm not sure how to keep breathing as I post this, but I want to make sure that no other kid dies senselessly like this. It was Snapchat, I'm sorry, not TikTok. But she did want to go on and give, like, a couple tips, you know, because again, it's easy to sit back and judge from the outside and go, well, you should have been a better parent. But
yes, we are such a judgmental society. But, you know, this is someone who's hurting and doesn't need that judgment.
And kids are people. They do their own things. No matter what, how great of a parent you are, you can have a kid that's going to do their own things. Mm-hmm. And it costs them dearly and it costs your family. But she had said, like, her tips were focus on your relationship with your kids outside of the digital devices. Like, spend that time with them. Play the board games. Be in their lives. And don't make every conversation you have a fight about devices. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and get to know them so that hopefully when there are those moments, they will feel comfortable and have a relationship with you. Set boundaries and expectations that, you know, their phone is your phone, you know, and you can go through it at random at any time. But be kind about it, you know, not like an authoritarian. And then take a breath before using surveillance options. There's all these surveillance apps on your kids, and that breeds distrust, in her opinion. And so it might be something that, you know, you want to be more intentional personally, maybe, than digitally, you know. And so, again, it's a heartbreaking situation for her. And from time to time on the show, We do a thing, it's what I wish people knew about, and we fill in that blank. And I'm curious, if you've ever had a troubled teen or struggled raising a kid, like you did your best, but they just did their own thing, and you know, like either the judgment that came from that or the opinions that came from that, what I wish people knew about parenting a troubled teen. I'd love to hear your perspective on this, because your thoughts might be the thing that encourages somebody else who's walking through it right now and is at their wit's end. 855-33-WAY-FM. Same number to call when we're doing fun and games, but it's also the same number to call to be part of like some of the serious conversations that we have as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. What I wish people knew about parenting a troubled teen. We'll take yours now. So what would you say to that, Amanda?
You have to let yourself off the hook at some point. And I'm not saying off the hook where you don't care or you let your kid do whatever they want, but recognize that you can read all the books, you can do all the counseling, you can make sure they're connected to the church, and they're still going to make their own choices and they're still going to make their own mistakes. So you have to understand that they're people and you can only help so much. My daughter's what's known as colloquially as a cutter, and I've done everything I can. Yeah. I don't know what else to do, and it hurts all the time. And so I hope that other parents know that. Reach out to other parents who are going through it, because honestly, that's the only thing that's helped at all.
Yeah, and reach out in love, not judgment.
Yeah, no, absolutely, no. Reach out with that like humble heart of knowing, look, you didn't do anything wrong, I didn't do anything wrong, but we need each other because there's nothing else we can do except pray with each other and hope.
We posted this topic on our Facebook page. You can always follow us if you search Wally Show on Facebook. But we had someone that we work closely with who said, stop judging people and parents. I used to do that. I used to think, I wonder what's going on in that house. Then my teenager went off the rails and I couldn't do anything about it. My black and white view became more gray. Lots of Christian parents are dealing with this.
Yeah, I mean, I love this guy. Like, love this guy. And at the time when it was happening, had no idea until he finally was like, sharing stuff in meetings with us, and he's like, I don't know what to do. And he's a godly man, and so you know he's praying through it and stuff like that and trying to do everything he could, but then your kids have minds of their own, you know, and it's, I think it's hard for it not to be a reflection on your parenting, because mm-hmm. I know, like, when my daughter's doing anything, if she's out in public and if she's applying for a job or she's doing this or she's working or what have you, it's a reflection on me, and mm-hmm. I take her behavior very seriously, and so I'm really hard. Like, if she even comes off as ungrateful or snide or whatever, I get frustrated by that. Mm-hmm. And so I can't even imagine if she was just imploding. Like, I would have trouble with that. Mm-hmm. I would struggle through that greatly, you know, because I think there's such a tendency to judge other parents. And when you haven't walked through what they're walking through and you're not there in the late nights, I think you'd be really, really, really careful about that.
And this is where your faith comes into play, because you can take it personal. You can say, well, what they're doing is based off of me. But when you put it in the hands of God, it kind of takes the responsibility and puts it on his shoulders where you couldn't stand.
Yeah. Oh, blame him. Good idea. No. I like where you're going with this, Brock. So how would you fill in that blank?
I just kind of want to speak to the parents who are suffering, as I did when my son was a teenager. He's now 22, and he's actually finally gotten properly diagnosed and medicated. But as a parent dealing with that, you know, you can't sleep, you can't eat, your heart is broken all the time. And we like to give God control over many things in our lives. But when it comes to your baby, it's very hard to do. This is the reason that Jesus is here for us, so that you can lean on him and you can turn things over to him that are beyond your control. You know, you have to understand that even though we can't comprehend it, that God loves your child more than you do. And when you can come to terms with that internally yourself, it can bring you a lot of peace and make you a much better emotionally available parent to help your child who's struggling.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and they say never underestimate the power of prayer, and that's why we have this thing called the Prayer Wall, where you can go and submit a prayer request, and people pray for you, and when they do, they click a box, and you get a notification, and I'm telling you, those notifications always seem to come at the right time, because that's God knowing what you need when you need it. It's amazing. And that's what people tell us, you know. And earlier we were talking about how it's difficult to manage a troubled child. And, you know, there are things that you can be the best parent in the world, but your kid still goes off the rails and you don't know where to turn. And the prayer wall is a great place for that. Like, here's one, like, literally right out of the gate. Please pray for my daughter. She's facing a bunch of family drama with her teenage and younger son, and she's fighting to try not to become bitter and resentful. Please pray for forgiveness and strength, you know. And like, this is somebody that's like, look, I can't help any other way. Like, there are things beyond our control. The only thing you can do sometimes is pray. And again, pray for your kids, but even more so than that, because they're going to make their own decisions. You know, we have that thing called free will. But pray for yourself in this, and pray for other parents that are walking through this, that they get the strength and the peace that God offers, you know, because that can carry them through some pretty rough days. And it couldn't be easier if you want to submit a prayer request or pray for someone.
Simply just go to wayfm.com.
We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult, and all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
If this doesn't make you go,
isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I just gotta be honest, I don't know what the big deal is.
We don't know what will.
Get out.
It's the Wally Show.
Around Valentine's Day, we see heart-shaped candy boxes, and we eat way too many heart-shaped candies. But there's an elementary teacher who has a heart for one of her students who actually needs a new heart.
Oh.
Yeah, there's her and her students are kind of rallying around this 7-year-old classmate who needs a heart transplant. His name is Lemire Johnson, and he's in first grade. He's already had 3 open-heart surgeries by the time he was 3. And now doctors say, yeah, he needs a new heart. But, boy, he's got enthusiasm. He said he's been excited since he found out he's going to get a new heart. He told his mom, I am going to get a new heart so I can play football.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Bless his heart. That's so sweet.
Yeah, so his teacher wanted to get other kids involved at the same time, give back to the family. So what she does is she cuts out 200 to 400 paper hearts each day, and the fifth graders bring them around school every morning and sell the hearts for $1 each. And so they're going to, like, the high school, the middle school, and everything, and all this money is going to the family and their Child Organ Transplant Association fund to help, you know, with food, travel expenses, all that kind of stuff.
That's so sweet, because as kids, they're looking for direction. And so for this teacher showing them how it's so easy to just give back, or easy to help someone simply by selling these paper hearts, I think that's precious.
Get this, they've already raised $2,000, which is cool.
Nice. Wow.
That's more than I was thinking.
That's 2,000 hearts.
But yeah, but the thing that I love about this, it's like, if you've ever had a major surgery, you know $2,000 isn't even going to make a dent in that. But what I love is the teacher is seeing a need, and she's teaching her kids to see a need and meet a need. You know, math and science are important and they're great, but how much of that stuff do you forget over time? And what she's doing is she's giving these kids a lesson that will truly last a lifetime.
You have 127 items in your Amazon cart. It's prime time.
This is the Wally Show, and we want to help you out. And please remember, we are a show on a budget, and really this is probably coming out of my pocket. But we want to help you out, especially if you're a guy and you're looking for that gift for your wife or girlfriend, fiance, whatever, for Valentine's Day, okay? Because it's tough. Girls are, I know you guys say you're not hard to shop for, but you are, Rock.
Well, no, I don't think we are. We just want something that you can be able to read our minds over and know that we want that.
Yeah, exactly. Easy. So simple. You just want something that takes effort. And so calling a radio station and like trying to have us help you could be seen as effort. And so what you're going to do is you're going to call us. Tell us a little bit about the person you want to buy something for, and then we will ascertain what is in our budget, and we will go to Prime Time, because we're Prime members here, and we will find the perfect gift for you.
Because we love love, and we want to support you in this endeavor.
Okay, so, and I know it's tough. I'm a guy, trust me. It's tough for me, too. So, 855-33-WAY-FM, what are you thinking about? Maybe what have you been looking at on Amazon? And know that you're really running out of time, too. So we got to do this quickly. 855-33-WAY-FM. Tell us about your significant other, and we'll see if we can't hook you up with the perfect Valentine's Day gift. 855-33-WAY-FM. We want you to tell us a little bit about that special someone in your life, and then we will try to pick out a perfect gift and order it for you on Amazon Prime, okay?
Definitely. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Who's this for?
Well, her name is Amy, and she's a veteran.
Ooh.
She is the most special person in my life.
What does she like to do?
She loves to sing. She loves to anything music related.
Does she have a good voice?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's awesome. Anything from Whitney Houston to Mariah Carey to Patsy Cline, she can do it.
Wow, she's not afraid to take the high notes. I love that. Because I was thinking, okay, she's a veteran, so she probably has camo covered. Like she has enough camo stuff to last her a lifetime. Lady Rock, she's a good singer. What do you think?
I'm thinking something along the lines of karaoke.
Yes.
What about a Party Time karaoke CD?
Yes, and then she can share her gift with the world.
Yes, it's easy. Yeah. $12 and you're done.
That's great. Yep.
Well, all right. We will get your information, Byron, and we will Amazon Prime you the Party Time Hits karaoke CD for your lovely wife.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for a little Prime Time help today for your husband?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, remember, we're on a budget, okay? And this is coming out of my pocket. Betty Rock is on Amazon. We're Prime members. And so we are going to find the perfect budget gift for your Valentine's Day, and we will send it to you. So tell us a little bit about your husband.
Okay. So my husband is a firefighter.
Okay.
That's what he does for a living. And then he also has a construction business.
Okay.
And then he just started seminary last April, and he has almost been in it for a year. And he does college ministry at our church. And we have seven kids. We have seven kids, three biological and four adopted. So yeah, our life is just a little busy. But
wow. Fun. Okay. There's a lot there, and he does sound amazing, and you want to get him the perfect gift. I might have a thought. Betty Rock, can you look up garden hose shrinkable? They have these really interesting garden hoses because he's a fireman and a construction guy, so he should know a good hose and needs a good hose around the house.
Ooh.
They're very compact, just a couple feet long until you put water in it, and then it goes out to like 50 or 75 feet.
I found it, a garden hose, flexible expandable hose.
Yes,
around $40.
Whoa, hey, seriously?
Oh.
What if we got a spray bottle?
Yes, that's perfect. Much better.
$3.99.
And then just like taking care of kittens, you can spray your kids when they get out of line.
Perfect.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the ways we work through our issues is music. We play it here every day because it makes a difference in people's lives, and sometimes we even write songs about things that are going on in life, and that is the case for one Miss Betty Rock.
Yes, so I think there's a lot of people like me that might be celebrating Valentine's Day single, and that's okay, but what's great about Valentine's...
It is okay!
Stop.
She said it with a big smile, and that's okay!
Stop, because
no,
it is!
I agree!
It is, but what's so great about Valentine's Day is there's so much candy and chocolate,
yes.
Wonderful, beautiful things, and I want to buy those
right.
For myself, but the problem is I feel like people are judging me
sure.
When I walk there by myself and I'm like loaded down with chocolate and candy and my own Valentine's cards, but the thing is...
to myself.
Yes, and I feel all of this judgment, so
okay.
I decided to write a song
okay.
That's called Single Eyes. And it's based off of buying all of these things that I just want to celebrate for myself.
Sure.
But having that person that's checking me out at Walgreens or whatever, giving me those, you know, eyes of like judgment
okay.
That I don't appreciate. Now, this will be set to Hall & Oates, Private Eyes.
Hard to go wrong with anything Hall & Oates. I already love it. All right, so this is Betty Rock's version of Single Eyes. Here we go. Get ready for greatness.
Watch you scanning my things, but let's not make this a scene. Oh, ma'am, you ought to know I'm not as sad as you think, so don't start judging my flow, because my heart belongs to no guy. It's just me, myself, and I. Single eyes, they're watching you, have nothing I have to prove. Single eyes, they're watching you.
And I, Valentine's, I absolutely love that. Oh, man. You'll be able to see that later as we will post that on our socials and at WayFM.com. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And Valentine's Day is a great time of year, and it can be fun, and there's all the treats and things like that. But it can be a little confusing, especially when you're not sure what emoji to send when you're trying to convey love to somebody. Correct, Rock?
Right. If you have a smartphone, then you know what emojis are. Or if you're like my 62-year-old mother, you're calling them symbols.
Yes.
But with Valentine's Day approaching, you want to send that text to your boo that uses the right heart emoji. And so a website called Emojipedia put together some tips on which heart emojis to choose based on your feelings.
Okay, now, truth be told, I only knew there was one heart.
There's multiples.
Yeah, see, I only knew there was one. There's a red heart,
yeah.
And I will send three of those to my wife.
Oh, three, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
overkill, desperate much?
Desperate.
Okay, so the red heart emoji is definitely the most popular, but it's typically used in a flirty text.
Oh, well, fantastic. Yeah. I will write that down.
I
usually do it when I'm asking her to order bacon.
Oh, gosh. Which is your true love. The pink heart with sparkles that shows affection, appreciation,
okay,
or gratitude.
Okay.
All right. Now, don't use the purple heart in a Valentine's situation because it's typically used in a happy birthday scenario.
Really?
Yeah.
Because then you've got the purple heart for military, like when you've been wounded. It seems like that
Once
should
again,
be reserved for that.
No, don't use it for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
The yellow heart typically is used to brighten up a text. Maybe you're delivering some tough feedback,
okay,
and you want to make it seem a little better, maybe come across easier. So don't use the yellow one. The blue heart, that's typically used by brands who are trying to sell products.
Oh, ick.
So don't do that. And then the white heart is typically used to remember someone who has passed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
okay.
Don't do that.
That's
one
nice because we forget that Valentine's Day, too, can
right,
be a hard time for people that have lost somebody
right,
that they love. And so maybe that's a nice way when you don't know how to end a sentence. I always use an emoji. And so that's a good way to get out or end on a good note with a tough text. So there you go. Your emoji tutorial there. And hopefully that'll help you get through Valentine's Day.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
As the vaccine for COVID-19 continues to roll out, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have questions about when they're going to get it, how they're going to get it, and I'm sure there's also a subset of people who are even worried about getting it in the first place. Like, it might be kind of a nerve-wracking thing to go and get a vaccine for this crazy thing that's been, you know, crippling us for so long. But there is a new policy that Massachusetts is putting out that people who are 75 or older, they can bring someone with them, or they can be accompanied by someone.
Okay.
And that person who is accompanying them is also now eligible to get their own vaccine.
Wait. So if you give somebody a ride, like say you're an Uber driver, you can, hey, while I'm here, I get a shot as well?
Yeah.
Well, way to jump the line. That's kind of crazy, but cool.
Yeah. And the policy was intended for these people to be accompanied by like friends or
sure,
family members, people that they trust in their lives.
Yeah.
But what you have now popping up is you have these people who are posting on like Craigslist and
course,
Facebook Marketplace saying, hey, I can give you a ride to
of
your
course,
vaccine appointment, please, because I really want to get my own vaccine.
Yeah, I could see that too. And it's like, then you're like, okay, you have to call me, your nephew
yeah,
or something like that to get the vaccine. Well, you know what? At least it does two things. One, it's getting more seniors vaccinated, which is great.
Yes.
And it's keeping them off the road driving. Like, I think that is a
true,
win-win
oh,
in so many.
It's going in such a good, kind-hearted direction, and then it just fell off
turned
a cliff.
Into truth.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show.
Ugh.
Love is a beautiful thing.
What's that voice you're using?
It's my Valentine's Day voice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Might need a little work.
How you doing? So, Valentine's Day when you're a kid is, like, really stressful. Do you remember this at all, Rock? Was it for you as a girl?
Yes, because in my school, all the girls would either send themselves flowers or they would get their boyfriends or whatever to send them flowers. And white meant friendship, I think. Red meant love, and pink was something. Maybe a crush.
I was just praying for a white rose even, you know? Never, ever. Like, it was so stressful.
You paid for one yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I sent myself bouquets. Like, hey, that's right. I'm a ladies' man. No, it was horrible. Like, I stressed out so much, even in, like, elementary school, because everyone has to bring a Valentine's Day, and you have a Valentine's Day box. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you didn't have this... a decent amount of Valentine's Day. It was crushing.
Yeah.
Like, so I remember this. And it's so hard to tell if someone likes you when you're a kid. So that's why we want to do Are You Kidding Me? Okay? I love this segment on the show where we open it up to just kids calling, okay? So if you're a kid, this is your moment to shine. How do you know, and you can help me maybe reflect on some of my time as a kid, how do you know if somebody wants you to be their Valentine? Like, what signs? Because no one ever just says it.
And I could use this help as well as a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take any advice I can get.
Betty Rock maybe have missed some cues or some signals. She could have been married 5 years ago, you know, but she just missed it. So would you help her out, help me out, help everyone out? Are you kidding me? Just kids. How do you know if someone wants to be your Valentine's Day if they don't say it? What are the actions? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Bradley, welcome to Are You Kidding Me?, where we give the radio to kids to hear their perspective on things. How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Cool. So you've been around the block. You know what's going on with love, you know, at 10. So here's the deal. Valentine's Day can be really tricky. So how do you know if somebody wants you to be their Valentine if they don't tell you? What's the signs?
The signs for me, I know because everyone, they keep staring at me. Like, they won't stop staring at me.
Okay. Now, could it be because you have food in your teeth?
I don't think it's that.
Okay, good. He's like, dude, it's not that. Maybe for you. I'm Bradley. I'm Bradley stinking Bradley, okay?
Yeah.
Take me step by step, Bradley. How do you make this happen? You see a girl from across the room. Now what do you do?
Well, they would stare at me, and then I would look away.
Okay, so you look away? That seems like that would defeat the purpose of trying to get the girl to come to you.
He's playing hard to get. See, that's what you don't understand. This is why you're single, Rock.
I guess so. 10-year-olds are doing better than me. Jeez.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
As a kid, Valentine's Day can be a little confusing, quite honestly. Like, how many times, I'm curious if this ever, I know this happened, had to happen to Gavin, probably not Betty. But, like, you got that Valentine's from that girl, and you're like, she really likes me. It says, I choose you, and it has a train on it. This is it, man. I'm already picturing our wedding, you know, and I'm in third grade.
Yes.
And then you realize she had the same Valentine for everyone else in the class.
Oh, that hurts so much.
I remember those days.
That was my life.
Yeah.
That was my life, and it hurts.
It was tough.
Also, you were particular about which candy heart you would give to each person.
Yes.
Like, if it said, call me, you don't want to give that to the weird kid.
Let's be nice to be the girl and have options in this. Like, I never thought of that. Everyone was call me, notice me, please. You know, and so that's what we're talking about. We're getting kids' perspective on Valentine's Day and, like, how you know somebody wants to be your Valentine because they don't always say it, you know?
So we posted this topic on our Facebook page. You can always follow us. Just search Wally Show on Facebook. And we had Jamie who commented on her son, Hudson, who's 8 years old. She asked him this question, and he said, quote, if they always act weird and sus around you.
Okay.
Now, if you are Generation X like Wally or a millennial like me, you're probably thinking, what does sus mean? It's short for suspicious.
Yeah, suspect, you know. So, yeah, if they're being weird, usually a good sign, you know. Like
maybe acting a little odd and awkward, maybe.
Awkward.
Because you put them on guard, like they're just nervous around you.
Yeah,
that's a good sign.
I was weird with everyone, and so like, but I remember getting particularly nervous around girls. Ann Reynolds. Oh my goodness. Like Ann Reynolds. Could not talk. First grade. Could not talk
She's
around
the worst.
Her. Still remember her. Could not put a sentence together around this
Ann,
girl.
Ann breaking hearts since 1974.
Oh, that's probably about right.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
FM, this is the Wally Show, and it's Friday, and it feels so good to go back in time. We're in the time machine. We're here with Melissa. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. It's Flashback Friday. Now, Melissa's job is to pilot this thing and take us back in time musically and share with us a song that she wants to hear. So what song are you choosing?
Fingerprints of God by Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Betty Rock, what time do I need to set the time machine to?
1999. That is shocking to me because when I hear the song, I think, oh, this is from like 1987.
Yeah, but, and I think Stephen had a mullet too.
But 99?
All right, Melissa, so why are you taking us back to Fingerprints of God in 1999?
Well, in 2001, my cousin handed me a CD and said, have you heard of this guy? And I said, no, I hadn't. And she said, you've got to listen to this CD. So, of course, that very day I popped it in, and it just was exactly what I needed to hear at that exact moment. And I listened to that CD probably 750 times that year just to help me through the trying time that I was going through.
What is it about the song that connected with you that deeply?
I was going through a divorce that I didn't want to do, but I had to. And it just reminded me that I was a child of God.
Mm-hmm. In the song, it says, you're a masterpiece that all creation quietly applauds, and you're covered with the fingerprints of God.
Ooh, I like that. I like how he rhymed applause and God. That's pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. He's clever.
He is clever, and you know what? The song lyrically stands up today. It might feel a little dated, but it's still a great song, and Melissa's taking us all the way back to 1999, Stephen Curtis Chapman with Fingerprints of God here on Flashback Friday.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. Coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see.
It's hard to believe, but despite the pandemic, the real estate market is still hot. Hey, it's Wally, and my friends 4 houses down from me had 8 offers and sold their house in just 4 hours. That is shocking, but it's also a great reminder that it isn't all bad, and if you're looking for a house, you have to be prepared to move quickly. That's just one of the things I love about United Faith Mortgage. Besides being faith-based and family-owned, they are very nimble and can help you not miss out on the home of your dreams in a fast-paced real estate market. United Faith Mortgage can also use their direct lender advantage to save you money in the process. So if you need a mortgage to get that new home, or you want to find out what your refinancing options are to redo your current home, United Faith Mortgage should be the first people you talk to. And I have a feeling they might even become the only people you talk to. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Due to a modern form of ostracism called cancel culture,
yes,
many celebrities can find themselves being just that, canceled, if they do something considered controversial or offensive.
I'm not a big fan of cancel culture when someone makes an honest mistake, you know, and like, I get that. When somebody does something totally knuckleheaded, I get it. It's your right to support or not support them, but sometimes people do it. They have too sensitive of a hair trigger, and they cancel people and write them off way too quickly.
But according to a new survey, there are some stars we would find harder to cancel due to their extreme likability.
Denzel Washington. Like, I would have a hard time canceling him. Like, and
he cancels you.
Yes, yeah. You don't cancel Denzel. He cancels you.
Some of those celebrities that made the list, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yeah, never.
Tom Hanks could almost murder somebody. And I'd be like, you know what? Let's wait and see what they did. They ran into his knife, you know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah. Betty White.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hamilton superstar Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good guy. And then coming in at number one, Dolly Parton.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I would agree. Yeah. She can do no wrong. I think part of it is because she just comes across as so gullible, maybe, or just sweet and happy. And maybe the Southern accent helps as well. She's just, I would just love to hug her.
Oh, yeah, the Southern accent buys you a lot of grace. Like, it does. Like, honestly, Rog, it does.
Wait, are you saying I need a lot of grace?
I'm just saying you're just as likable as Dolly. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Lisa These. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We got a new game here that was actually inspired by a person that emailed me. Said, hey, I thought this would be kind of fun. I said, yes, I love this idea. Comparing, like, net worth of different celebrities. And then I rolled it out into a couple different other categories as well. So, like, we'll do an example in the room here. And this is who makes more, okay? Who makes more, Betty and Gavin, Mike Tyson or Nicolas Cage? Who do you think is worth more money?
Oh, Tyson.
Yeah. Former boxer, NFL,
MMA?
No, not MMA.
Judging by all the movies that Nicolas Cage has done, not many of them are winners.
No.
I wouldn't think he would make that much, but then I don't know really what Mike Tyson is doing.
Well, I think that when it comes to like boxing and stuff like that, like those guys make a ton of money.
The paydays are huge. There was a boxer named Floyd Mayweather that was infamous for carrying around a little backpack filled with $1 million anywhere he went.
He'd have a million.
I know. Yeah. Well, who's going to take it from him?
Well, that's true.
He's like a Golden Gloves champ. Like,
that is true.
So those pay-per-views and stuff, they make bank.
So do you want to go with Mike Tyson?
I would go with Mike Tyson.
Okay.
You guys together, you've
Final
come to
answer.
A consensus. Yeah. That's good. You should be on another team, Betty Rock.
Oh.
Mike Tyson is wrong. Gavin led you astray. Nicolas Cage, because you know he's done some bomb movies.
He did National Treasure.
That was good.
And what's the one where he's like a prisoner with the long hair?
Con Air.
Okay, Con Air.
Yeah, and he did Face Off with John Travolta. He's worth $25 million. Mike Tyson now is only worth $3 million. He used to be worth $300
million. So maybe I was thinking too hard in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. He used to make bank, but your earning potential goes down when you get a face tattoo, typically. So that's on him. All right, if you want to play the game, we've got questions like that and a couple other categories, and you got a chance to win a prize here. It is our Show Me the Money game. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Grace, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. This is a brand new game we're playing called Show Me the Money. Nurse Flo, who listens to the show, gave me the idea, and I appreciate it. And so here we are. We're playing the game here. We're going to give you a couple different categories involving celebrities and their cash. You get 2 out of 3 of these right, you win a prize. You ready?
Sounds good.
Okay, so here we go. Who makes more? Herb Alpert, okay, or Bono. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of Herb Alpert in case you're not familiar with who that is. He's old school, kind of jazzy, trumpet playing. Yeah, and then, of course, you've got Bono. So what do you think there, Grace? Who makes more?
I think it's Bono.
Bono and you too? Seems like a slam dunk, right?
I mean, it's a rock star compared to a trumpet player. Yeah, the rock star is going to make more money.
You would think so, because trumpet players, though, like they maybe not have been cool in high school, but boy, when they come out, they have a huge earning potential, or at least maybe this one did. Herb Alpert, actually. He's worth $850
million.
$850 million? Bono's $700 million.
Wow. How is that possible? You know, if Bono, if he picked up a trumpet, who knows? knows the potential he can make.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Herb Albert like has you know, all these songs that have been used in television shows and years and years and years of this, so it's longevity,
right.
I think. But yeah, so no point there. The good news for you is, Grace, we have two more questions to go, and we'll find out if you can make a clean sweep here and bring this thing back in 10 minutes on The Wally Show.
Sounds good.
So here we go. We all stress, you know, as normal people about paying a babysitter like $15 an hour. But if you are a millionaire celebrity and you own your own 747, how much would it set you back per hour to fly that jet? Is it $9,000, $19,000, or $29,000? What do you think, Grace?
I'm going to go with $19,000.
$19,000. Do you base that on anything or just kind of an educated guess?
My dad's an aerospace engineer, so I would hope it's an educated guess.
Boy, he's going to be really sad if you got this wrong. $9,000 is on the low side because, like, helicopters, private jets, they cost, you know, $2,000 to $4,000 to fly per hour. Mm-hmm. 29 seems exorbitant, and 19 is absolutely right.
Woo! Woo!
Nicely done. All right, you got to get this last question right to win this thing. Here we go. The category, I don't, okay?
Okay.
The average U.S. salary is $31,000. How many years would it take for you to work to have a diamond engagement ring like the one Tom Cruise bought for Katie Holmes back in the day? Okay, you're making $31,000 a year. Is it going to take you 14 years, 24 years, or 48 years to buy that bad boy?
I think 14 years.
14 years. Well, let's do a little bit of math here and see what that would set you back. That would be a really nice ring at $434,000.
Whoa. Okay.
That would be low.
But isn't Katie Holmes worth more than that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
$1.5 million was her ring. It would take you 48 years to buy that ring.
That is insane.
Wow. Yeah. The crazy thing is she kept the ring after they split up, and it's now worth $2 million. So it would take you a little longer to buy it now. Well, Grace, I'm so sorry. You didn't get that one right, but you know what? We have a lovely parting gift for you that won't take me 14 years to pay off. It'll probably take me about 14 seconds. But we appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we do Good News Giddy Up. It's three rapid-fire stories designed to make you a little more hopeful, maybe reinstill some of your faith in humanity, because there's a lot of negative news out there. Like this one, there's a restaurant owner who on cold days goes out and buys the tamales from different street vendors in Chicago. So he'll buy all of their tamales that they have for the entire day to sell so that they can go home and get out of the cold.
Like, that's so sweet and so thoughtful. And it's something where he didn't have to buy all of them.
No, but even buying 10 would have been
right.
Great. But it cost him about $240 to buy their entire supply. And just so you know, he's not just eating that many tamales. Like, he then donates them to homeless shelters and community fridges.
Gosh,
so there you go. That's the way you do it. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
A homeless guy in Hawaii stole a bunch of tools from a construction site. So not the best thing in the world. But he did come back 3 days later and did the right thing to apologize and give them back. But when he did that, the owner just gave him a job.
There you go. See, again, the owner would have every right to send the guy to jail or be mad at him, but then he turns around and goes, okay, it's already a bad situation. I'm going to make it better. That's good news. That's good news. Giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
A woman on Long Island recently got shamed by her neighbors for still having her Christmas lights up. It turned out her dad and her aunt both died of COVID last month.
Wow.
And her dad was the one that put the lights up, so she just couldn't bring herself to take them down.
Absolutely.
But the good neighbors in there, they decided to band with her, and they put their lights back
up. There you go. There you go.
In full support.
That is how you do it. Yeah, because I know that neighbor that like complained had to feel pretty small after hearing the reason. And that's just another example of giving somebody a little extra grace because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And that is going to do it for your good news giddy up.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and Valentine's Day is such a great time for love. And, you know, we had Matthew West in, and there's a TV show called Chopped, where chefs have to open a basket and use the ingredients to make a yummy dish. We do a thing called Musical Chopped, where we have ingredients that symbolize different things, and then Matthew has to turn it into a song. And so we had things in there like a cross lollipop to symbolize, like, youth group, Velveeta cheese for like a cheesy pickup line and a carrot. I don't even remember why, honestly. Like, we had a carrot in there. What was that for?
Does it keep you young? Is that what we said? Something like... It keeps
you
young.
Oh, it helps your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
What did we do?
I don't even remember. But it was in there, and he worked it in there. and so he came up with a song, a musical chopped song, for falling in love at youth group. And this was his musical chopped offering.
I saw her from across the sanctuary as the worship service began. Youth pastor said, let's focus on Jesus, but I thought, man, I just can't. 'Cause my eyes are looking at an angel with hair as gold as Velveeta cheese. So I'm gonna show her how Christian I am. I'm gonna worship on my knees. I fell in love at youth group from the moment I saw you. Baby, if I had a carrot, you're the only one I share it with. I fell in love at youth group. Oh, a boy becomes a man. I can't wait until I marry you and we can finally hold hands.
There you go. A very Christian song there. And you can check that out if you go to wayfm.com/Wally and then just search Matthew West. We got it for you.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.